There is no faction. There is no one in ZANU-PF who claims to be a leader of a certain faction.
Yeah, the issue is not the absence of unity. It is the absence of a succession plan. That is why.
Yeah, but this succession plan, but Comrade Mtaza, this succession plan is brought for discussion by outside the media, by foreigners. But this succession plan is not within ZANU-PF. And this is why I am saying, if that succession plan or debate or issues are discussed within ZANU-PF, can the media mention one person who is leading any of those factions?
Now, in this case, let's have Mr. Mtaza saying something right now about this
right
issue. Go ahead, Mr. Mtaza.
The media has mentioned very clearly that there are factions, the G40, La Costa, and so forth. And can you tell us why there are mass suspensions if everything is well in the party? Are they not being suspended because they are alleged to be aligned to a certain function?
No. That issue maybe can be debated with the National Disciplinary Committee. There is nothing like succession issue within ZANU-PF. This is something that is brought in by people who do not understand how ZANU-PF works. Like I said, all is simply said in the media, not within ZANU-PF structures. This is why you find that everyone is behind President Mugabe as the leader of ZANU-PF. And he was chosen in the previous Congress.
Are you saying that this meeting has been convened because of the way the media is reporting about the party?
No. The ex-combatant wanted to meet their patron. It has got nothing to do with the media. But otherwise, there was a press conference where the media was invited and told that on such a day, we are going to meet the patron. Not that the media invented or told the war veterans when to meet their patron. And this is why the patron even suggested that they must have these meetings annually.
And now, Mr. Mtaza, do you think that the factionalism is going to end after this meeting? After the president appealed? Yeah?
It will not end, because what Mr. Chiwota is not explaining is why were people keen to demonstrate before we had this? The war veterans wanted to demonstrate and they were tear gassed. Is that the media who caused them to demonstrate, or they themselves felt that they were being sidelined and there were issues of factionalism?
So is it going to end or not, this factionalism?
It will not end. It will go on. This was just a meeting that did not go deep to address the root cause of the problems. It was just a public relations exercise, which will not take the party anyway.
Your last word, Mr. Chirumazu?
No, well, like I said earlier on, I think as from this minute, everyone who is a member of ZANU-PF definitely will adhere to the ideology of the party.
And Mr. Mtaza?
I think if wishes were horses, beggars will ride. That's what we can say about Mr. Chiwota's wishes.
Mr. Chirumazu.
Mr. Chirumazu, rather.
Do you have anything to say, Mr. Chirumazu?
Well, like I said, well, ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party. It has seen lots of, machinations within its structures. But I can assure you, it has always been surviving. Remember, we've got these sanctions, but this is now history. It's now water under the bridge. And we are moving forward, marching forward as ever through the leadership of President Mugabe.